Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah,
that's true, you do got me.
Get over here, Marcos.
They don't want it!
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy. Okay, Leroy and Tobin, hold to the show, man. Stills in the songs with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. What is a star like in the city? The driver's side flies. We took a large, so many more. 10 in the mar, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the mar, 20 to pee. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever and cute as can be. You can watch this on YouTube with you for free. This one time for the Twitch. This one time for the text. This one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody! Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy.
What's up?
Had the worst morning known to man.
They got them heat at me up damn near half the night.
Yeah, well, I stayed up and watched that. Plenty to dive into from that game. But you know, people need to know how to plan an event right. I feel like I could be a good event planner.
No, you could.
I could be a great event planner.
You know what? Because here's how you would plan an event. Hey, we want to do this, this, and this, and this, and this is what you're gonna have to do. You know what? You don't need that. That's your event planning.
No, I feel like I would be detailed. I feel like I work
detailed.
On efficiency. I go to this father breakfast today at my son's school and got there early. I mean, it was start at 7:45. I got there at 7:30 and it was a line around the block. You would have thought the mother bleeping Taylor Swift was in town to get into this school, but it was simply because they had to bring in everybody one by one because their genius idea was, you know, let's scan every single license. I'm like, where are we supposed to RSVP to this thing? Well, I realize there's probably nothing worse that fathers are at than RSVPing to events. So nobody RSVP'd to this event. So it took an hour just to get in the building. My son and I are sitting there dragging ass the entire time. It's taking forever. We finally get there. There's no food left. All that's left is a piece of cantaloupe. And I don't want any cantaloupe. And she's like, there's more Dunkin' Donuts on the way. And I'm like, let me just say, ma'am, how many people did you think were going to come that you didn't have enough donuts/bagels to feed everybody? And they're like, I mean, not enough people RSVP. I'm like, it's a father's event. Dads are terrible at RSVPing. Okay. The only reason I has RSVP is because my wife told me to. Otherwise, I'd never RSVP to anything.
Here's the deal. Here's the world we live in. And this applies to most businesses or whatever. When you go to a school event, they want to plan it so there's not one morsel of food left. So they would rather run out and get more than have too much.
Couldn't you just give it to the teachers afterwards?
I'm just telling you the way these organizations work.
I was flabbergasted.
Now, in contrast, Publix will cook the hell out of chicken tenders.
Oh, yeah.
And instead of giving somebody an extra chicken tender on their sub, they will throw them away at the end of the night.
Yeah, that's sell-by.
Think about that.
Yep.
Instead of making your sub overflow with chicken tenders and make you enjoy the experience of their chicken tenders, they will throw them in the garbage.
We waited an hour plus to get into that stupid cafeteria. We finally get up to the table. There's nothing in those boxes left. And they're like, but now here comes the pro dad's talk. And I'm like, my son looks at me and he goes, I'm going to class.
And wait, and you looked at him at the same time and said, and I'm getting out of here.
I see you, man. I'm like, you know, we're not here to hear your we're not here to hear lectures with empty.
You were here for the breakfast.
Yeah, dude. Ridiculous, man. Ridiculous. Anyway, you have that to look forward to, Frog Boy, in the near future. School breakfasts.
Already hating
with no food.
Hey, let me tell you something. Y'all got school breakfast. Guess what I had during elementary school?
What?
Father-daughter dance.
Oh, yeah, they have that, too. They have that, too. But not first thing in the morning.
No.
Ridiculous.
Or when they give the awards for every semester?
Well, that's the thing is, like, why don't you just do it by, like, you know, if it's going to be this much, do it by grade. Like, you know, do something like, hey, the first.
Oh, they did the whole school?
They did the whole school.
Oh my goodness. Usually they do everything by grade.
Dude, it was so badly done. Terrible. Terrible.
Did you
minus one school?
Hey.
Minus one.
I'd have probably been late because I would have got to the bottom of this. I was like, who decided this? Who, like, do you understand? Did you think?
How can how can a Chick-fil-A be run more effectively in lines than this school?
Oh, my goodness. Listen, Chick-fil-A, because no matter how long I see that line and I think I can go inside and get my food quicker, that line, and I mark the car that I would have been behind, and I always see that that car leaving before I get my food inside.
Oh, yeah. They're humming. They got it down. Anyway, headlines brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai miles in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. Miami Heat, they lose to the Phoenix Suns, 115-112. Didn't even get a shot off. They had a chance to tie it at the end. What a terrible play.
The game just ended kind of poorly. They went a stretch where they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn, but they were hanging in there because of their defense. And yeah, but then it just got to the point where, like, yeah, too much.
Kevin Durant hit onion shot after onion shot down the stretch. A new thing, the Heat of a new species. It's called half a turd quarter. Because they went out to a 15-point lead in the third quarter, but then allowed a 15-2 run to end it. So they went into the fourth quarter with just a 2-point lead.
Yeah.
What just happened? What was this?
I always figure out, like, and it's a little harder to do in football because it's not as fast flowing. But does somebody give the heads up? Hey, guys. I mean, or do they realize it when the coach called three timeouts in like 12 seconds?
In today's game, I guess, with the 3-point shot, if you go on a little rut, but it was like Grayson Allen, Kevin Durant, 3-3. I think Bradley Beal had an and one, or maybe it was Devin Booker. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, we're up by only two now. Okay.
Right.
Great. So
sometimes seeing Bam open and not shooting it. I don't care. They had a terrible night. Like, they are leaving him alone.
As they should. Right now he's got the touch of DeAndre Jordan.
But here's the thing. Most of his misses were like putbacks or the bunnies.
It was brutal.
Like, he was near the rim. But they were still leaving him like 4 or 5 feet at the 3-point line. If he's not going to shoot it, like he has to shoot it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Otherwise, understand. He might as well just play in the paint the whole game.
He and did a whole lot of talking this offseason.
By the way, see the old young fella in there swatting stuff.
Oh, man. I told you guys, West Coast Spo gets a little frisky. He does. Maybe it's
6-game road trip Spo. He wanna have some players when they play that 6th game.
I don't know. I think it's just one of those things. Like he gets on the West Coast, he's like, he wakes up and he goes and gets breakfast with Chris Quinn. He goes, I think tonight's a Kalel night. He goes, West Coast Spo? He goes, it is West Coast Spo. And then all of a sudden, Kalel Ware's out there. No more Thomas Bryant, thank God.
I'm going to tell you, he didn't look terrible.
He looked great, especially his second stint.
His job is well-defined. You protect the rim.
Be tall.
But if you put him and Bam in together and Bam doesn't shoot, you're wasting two players.
Well, that's the thing that's frustrating. Kalel gets in there. He gets an open three. Bang. Nothing makes but
it. Nothing. Not only that, makes it look good.
Look good. And then there was one where, like, Beal's, like, he's, like, trying to get in there. And, like, he's like, this guy's crazy. Too big. And just unfortunately, he threw out to Nurkic, who was in Steph Curry land. And oh my God. Craziest. I didn't even know he was capable of that. I thought he
didn't touch rim either.
No, I'm like, what is this? Like Nick Batum and Nurkic. Why is everybody Steph Curry around the Heat?
And he almost went 20-20.
It was insane. But yeah, man, Bam is, he stunk up the joint and he's been stinking up the joint on offense. Can't hit water if he fell out of a boat.
I just think, like, maybe he just hit his rut sooner than everybody else.
Guys, oh, he's rutting, dude.
This is a deeper problem.
What are you talking about? You've been very
hard. No.
It has been unbearable to watch games with you in the group chat.
You know.
Yeah. Listen, we are about to institute some new laws up in the chat. Because let me tell you something. Every time you get close to the end of a game, it could be any game. It don't have to be the Heat. It could be any game. Then all of a sudden, we start getting the woe is me. I'm about to lose my bet.
Gambling addict.
I mean, 12 points.
Wait, hold on. Yeah. But wait.
Yep.
Did I not tell you before the game?
You did?
Because he dealing with Nurkic and they got him playing in the paint. Don't mess with him.
Correct. That is what you mentioned.
Yes. And if anything, Nurkic damn near had 20-20 making threes and everything because ain't nobody on the court as tall as him. Yeah. So I don't know. You're like,
so they're shooting under 40% for the season.
Yeah,
it's terrible.
Especially when most of his shots are.
Do you want to hear an alarming stat in regards to Bam Adebayo?
All right, I
did some deep diving last night.
I did some deep
diving.
What did you find with your snorkel mask?
Other than the playoff game versus the Celtics that the Miami Heat won.
Okay.
Bam Adebayo has not scored more than 20 points in a win over a playoff team since February 26th.
Wow.
And prior to that, the only other time he had done it was on December 25th, also against the Sixers. Basically what I'm saying is...
No one beat in that game either.
Basically what I'm saying is, inflated stats, he hasn't been performing for close to a year.
So... Let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
Then why did you bet on him?
You got to break the trend. And also, I did the research.
Why you bring that's the first stat you come up with in the morning? When you had that stat 12 hours ago and you said,
You know, I did the research. I did the research.
Because now he's in the dangerous dance of he's due.
Right. But here's what I don't do. I don't bet any of my teams or any of the players I like to go less. I don't do it. If I have questions, I'm not rooting against them. I just don't put them on my card. You see what I'm saying? He wants to bet all of his favorite players, and then he's upset But you got to have an open mind towards it.
Oh, an if open you know mind these to 12 things, points.
If you wait,
open mind. I'm just going to keep it open. Let me ask you a question. That's my problem.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Did we not know before last night Bam was struggling?
Yes, we did.
Okay.
Know.
Okay. Yeah. So what? So
because now he's on the he's due train. That's what he's going to do.
And no,
gonna
wind up I don't time. Believe he's due.
Remember Mexico City? Remember that?
Yes. See,
that was two games ago. So I'm like, he's going to, you know, maybe on American soil this time. That'd be nice, you know?
American soil you're going with? That's the logic?
This is the thing. The reason why he did so well in Mexico City, this all clicked last night. I did a lot of research. Date night. It was date night. She joined him in Mexico. They had a wonderful evening out, and he was so rejuvenated by the love he was experiencing. Because now he operates.
You said that the love was the reason he was struggling.
He is struggling, but
wait, yeah, you did call him lover boy last night.
Vacation.
Did you forget that text?
Vacation. Yeah, that's a different kind of thing. That's like
I don't understand. Is his relationship hurting or helping him in your eyes, Froggy? Because you seem to be going all over the place.
It's distracting him from being the best basketball player he can be.
Really?
And the only time he's successful is when he's off honeymoon vibes because they're having tequila in Mexico City. When he's here, he's home, you know, he's just in love and home. Mexico City is a different kind, you know.
He's going through a stinker right now. He's going to get out of it, but it has been a stinker. Like there's no denying it. There's no talking around it.
Hey.
He's missing shots. He's been gun shy.
We can't not mention this. For as bad as he's been, Tyler has been
Tyler's been balling, dude. I mean, that's
Goodness.
You know, Tyler is nuclear right now. He's doing everything. Huh. He's setting his guys up. He's been doing exactly what they asked, nothing but threes. And then when he has to drive to the rim strong, he's been getting to the free throw line.
Hmm. Now, I would say back off Terry a little bit because Terry going to give you two or three contested threes a game. And
but Terry's streaky. Like we know, Terry's going to give you he'll give you a week of stink and then like he'll be hitting the craziest shot you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah, but that's just who he's always been.
Yeah.
So like you got to and this is it sucks because you want it when you want it. But if you take a month or 2 months of play, you look at Terry's numbers, you're going to say, oh, okay.
That being said, that pass to Jimmy last night, awful at the end. Jesus. I mean, that was Skylar Thompson-esque. What the hell? Terry, one, two, three. That's how many points you need. Why are you passing it to him going towards the rim? Put it right there. He would have it. I mean, that was just, oh, my God. And then Jimmy was like so confused because he's like, oh, I'm wide open. Oh, that's only because that's a two. Wait, let me back up. No. You, Tyler, you. That was how they drew it up in the huddle. And by the way, the other play Jimmy could have gone to is throw it to Bam, top of the key. But why would you bother? Because he's not going to shoot it. Or if he is going to shoot, it's probably going to go out of the arena.
That's the kind of thing that turns it around, though.
Maybe. But he probably thought to himself, he goes, there's old Bricks McGee. This is all going through his head in 2 seconds.
Sure. 100%. Wait, let's have a little reenactment of the 5 seconds you have to get the ball in. Okay. Ready? Go.
All right, here we go, Jimmy. Here you go. Inbound.
Wait, right, don't hit the ball. Slap the ball.
All right, going to go to Terry. Terry. Jimmy, go to the rim. Wait, we need 3 points. I'm back here. Bam's over there. Bricks McGee. Tyler, you do it. The game over. Bricks McGee.
It's horrible, dude.
That was the play last night.
What if you really thought that?
Smooth. Like,
don't throw it to Snow Dance.
That's what it felt like. Or in Marcos's case, Jimmy's like, probably writing a poem.
You know, that I
last roses night, are red, violets are blue. I'm building a brick for me and you.
Whee! Clank!
Trying to get his brick house together for his family. I get it.
Ow.
It really, honestly, it brought me to a point hearing seeing Loverboy stink it up on the court and seeing Tyler Hero's having success. And why is Tyler Hero having success? Not because he's recently converted to the Men in Black. It's because he has a song with his name.
Huh? What?
Bam Adebayo needs a song with his name. And I decided, what better way to help my boy get out of this rut than to give this man a song of his own?
Aja Wilson. Aja Wilson. And she won gold in women's basketball. I guess that has something to do with Bam and the Heat, huh?
You have to give Aja Wilson credit for Bam jump shot. Aja Wilson needs to get more.
I hope you have a great season. I think that your season will be amazing.
And she loves him. Now that he loves somebody else, we just can't win. And so he goes to parlay time. Now that Bam is in love, it's like my pockets could cry.
There you go, buddy.
Hey,
hopefully that fixes you, dude.
Hey, that doesn't sound like a very positive.
That did sound like, what are you, you're giving him FBTL?
Yeah, you know, a little bit of frog boy tough love. That'll shape him up.
That also might get your ass kicked the next time y'all run into each other.
Well, you know, a little sleight of hand, maybe.
We'll take a break. Lots to get into on today's program. Back after this.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. It's hard to yell when the bat rails in your mouth.
Come on.
Bring
them
out, bring them out.
Hey.
Bring
back.
Bring them out.
Yeah. Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. JVig's dipping into her secret stash, giving away two general mission passes, two-day general mission passes to Country Bay Music Festival. It's this weekend. And if you guys win, you guys can see Zach Brown Band, Carrie Underwood, Dustin Lynch, and a whole lot more. That's our last pair of tickets to give away today for this show coming up this weekend. So be listening. We'll give that away later on today. JVig will dip into her stash and bring that on out. We got a Thursday night football tonight. Big one. We got Ravens hosting the Bengals tonight at 8:15. That one feels like it's got the over written all over it.
Because when have you seen the Ravens defense this bad?
It's been a while. Been a while.
But then, in contrast, the offense has picked it up.
Yep. Their offense is awesome.
Yeah. So, I just talked to Fonz. He said he had a blast.
In Japan?
Yeah.
Cool.
He said, plus they was treating him like a baller because, you know, he was the tallest thing in the whole country.
Wow. That's awesome. That's good. The Lakers lost last night to the Memphis Grizzlies, which is kind of a fun rivalry. They hate each other. Yep. John Morant, he's like, I don't like him. and him and LeBron were doing the too small. It was funny when John Morant did it because
he's the smallest guy on the court.
He hits LeBron with the too small. That's just funny.
Yeah,
he's incredible. By the way, did you see that 360 layup he had the other night?
Yes,
ridiculous. But you know, everybody thought this JJ Redick was going to be the toast of the town when it came to coaching because he's like whining about basketballs. But here was JJ Redick yesterday, his press conference with the Lakers, who you know, stunk up the joint, and JJ Redick looks like he's already buckling under the pressure a little bit. Here he is talking to the media yesterday.
I think LeBron was fantastic tonight. I mean, the biggest thing that stood out, I mean, I had no idea he had 39 until I'm not looking at the box scores during the game. But, you know, he played hard. He's almost 40 years old and played the hardest on our team. It says a lot about him.
JJ, you're talking a lot about two or three guys, getting them to put in the effort. You talked a lot about wanting to play hard and LeBron being the guy that played hard in tonight's game. How do you address that with the team? What's your philosophy for approaching that?
I just did.
Wow.
What?
Did you?
Snippy, dude.
Did he say something when I wasn't around? Like, I didn't hear him address anyone, actually.
I did.
Did you see me right now?
I just talked about it.
Did you hear me?
I try not to get too upset when people are annoyed by losing, right? It's a human thing.
Annoyed by losing?
I'm just saying.
He's eight games in.
But that's okay. Like, depending on what kind of coach you are and what your game plan was, you could be more annoyed at losses than you are. Like, I have to think Spo was annoyed at how that game ended.
He was, but you know, Spo keeps his cool.
Except yeah. Not when he's telling an official somebody traveled.
Yeah, well,
which he still denies, which, come on, Spo.
On the court business. Yeah. On the court business. Okay. But JJ Redick, you know, all of a sudden a podcast host, he's at a loss for words.
Well, you know? Look, you go over things, you preach certain things before the game, and then the game starts, and it's like you said, nothing. That's annoying for a coach.
Did he not know that when he got to the team that everybody was going to, I mean, because they didn't have Anthony Davis, but did he not realize that everybody else aside from LeBron's kind of on that team?
Yeah. But that doesn't, but again, Spo always says we have enough, even though we're looking at him when everybody's hurt and say, no, you don't.
That is what a pro does.
Right.
Not a podcast host.
I'm not going to overreact to somebody getting snippy after a loss.
Snippy.
Because that's human nature.
Maybe if he had a MeUndies read after the press conference, he'd stick around. All right. Let's hear from a professional coach. This is how you talk about your team. This is Eric Spoelstra on BAM, clanking it all over the place yesterday.
Shots were great. Those were all in the wheelhouse, you know, inside the dots. We had a bunch of point blank shots. It's going to happen, but he still had an incredible impact. You know, he had five steals, 12 on the glass. You know, that's what it's about ultimately, is competing to try to win a game, regardless of whether you're making shots or not. And, you know, he had that mental toughness to be able to do that.
Hey, you know, six of his rebounds came from his shots.
Stop.
Hey, I'm going to stop messing with Bam. Like, it happens, man. He just got it having a slow start when it comes to scoring.
5 of 21 when you shoot that close seems nearly impossible.
Dude, that's the definition of not being able to hit a bull in the ass with a banjo.
Dude, he was yesterday. What was he at halftime? He was.
I know, because they kept saying on the broadcast,
Bam
made his first two.
He finished 3 of 15 at halftime. All three were dunks. Like, crazy. I was like, who is this guy?
Again. Everybody goes through that stretch during the year. Bam just going through it now.
This is the classic when you're starting the baseball season and you can't get a hit.
Yep.
You're looking up at that Jumbotron, you're like, 108. Whew. Here's Bo a little bit more on Bam picking up his aggression.
Yeah, we're not haters. That's elementary. We know he is. And, you know, a lot of these were like, that was an anomaly. You know, he had like three or four sometimes in one possession, you know, all makeable shots. And that's just sometimes the breaks of the game. And then you have to have the fortitude to impact it in other ways, which he did defensively on the glass, the five steals, like I said, anchoring our defense, six assists, making a bunch of plays. And, you know, that's what winners do.
Hey. He agrees with me.
He does. Did you see yesterday? I'll tell you who balled out yesterday. Haywood Highsmith.
Yeah.
Haywood Highsmith was great. Do you feel like I think our boy Nico is, you know, what's going on there? He only played 5 minutes yesterday. He benched him in the second half. Well, you think Spo's looking to change that lineup?
I think Spo just rode the hot hand. And you can't read too much into that simply because if you take out a guy who's hot and playing well for the sake of keeping a rotation right, then aren't you in effect hurting your team?
Yeah.
So, Haywood Highsmith played well.
Yep.
He was making shots.
Oh, he was making a lot of shots.
I don't think you deviate from that just to get your rotation back in order.
Why is it always Haywood Highsmith cooks when everybody else is like, when your stars are struggling, you're like, hey, you know what? Here's the random 19 pointer from Haywood Highsmith. Here's a spin move. I'm like, what?
Because here's how that works. I've been in this situation a lot myself. When you are a backup or reserve, as they would say in basketball, and the guy you're going in to replace has stunk it up, it gives you a little bit of life, right? It gives you a little bit of life to, okay, all right, I can, you know, I might be able to get some substantial time because I could help the team that much more. I'm not just giving the other guy a rest. I mean, this happens, you know, that's why I know certain quarterbacks that don't never want to come out of the game because they don't want to give another person an opportunity to even raise eyebrows.
How come we don't talk about the real issue? Coaching. That's problem. No one ever says he's fat cat. Gets big contract, can't beat playoff teams. And by the way, when you need inbound, why not have baby boy? Inbound ball. Taller than everyone. Great vision. And all of a sudden, no. Let's go with Scary Teddy. Great pass. Rozier.
Babushka's back.
Not letting baby boy play in roll. Ridiculous. Good enough for Serbia national team, but not for Heat.
Smitha makes a valid point.
Hmm?
Babushka doesn't hit the same way anymore. Coward.
No, it's just you guys aren't used to it because it's been a while. That's just something you want to say because it's because you wanted me to do Babushka voice for in front of him.
Cody made a point.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you got to ask in your Tobin voice, your interview voice, hey, Spo, why do you hate Ware?
I can't. He went out there and he played yesterday.
I mean, he did something like, dude, he really protected the rim.
Yeah, he did a great job. I think he's going to play now.
Can I say this?
Mm-hmm.
If Bam is not going to make those perimeter shots,
mm-hmm.
and having him and Ware in at the same time, does the team no good?
Well, they didn't play at the same time yesterday.
Okay.
He played. He basically played the Thomas Bryant minutes.
Okay.
So we'll cross that bridge when we come to it, but it hasn't been there.
And he made a three. It looked good, too.
Speaking of bridge, Bam built bridge yesterday. Made of bricks. But he gets to play, not Nico.
Boom! Take a break. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
That's what they said last time. Baby got big. Oh, and then all of a sudden, what happened? Little in the middle, but she got.
Look. If you had one shot, or
one opportunity. Sees everything
you ever wanted. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy back with you here, 560 WQAM. Leroy, can you get a weather update from the Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com, free consultation 24/7. Call them at 866-954.
It is partly cloudy, quite breezy. Winds are coming out of. Hold on. Get a little looky loo. The clouds have been messing with me because it's when it's too cloudy, it's hard to see the direction they're moving. But I'm gonna go ahead on and give it a little looky loo. Out of the east, at about, I got to tell you, it looked like about 15, 20 miles an hour. It's probably a little around 80, 83 degrees. And, I mean, look for the passing shower, although it says the next few days are supposed to be really nice.
All right. How do you do, Froggy?
Correct as usual, winds out of the east at about 19 miles per hour, mix of clouds and sun, followed by cloudy skies this afternoon. A small chance of rain, they got it listed at 5%, although it is looking pretty ominous down here. I'm going to take Leroy's word for it.
You might get a passing shower, but the thing about when it's windy, blow right through.
That's how it's going to go. Cats back on the ice tonight. Cats have been off. They are back home tonight in their barn.
They've been gone for a month.
Been gone for a while, dude. I mean, they had a great, great road trip, obviously included there with the Panthers winning in Finland. They have been rolling. Tonight, you got the Nashville Predators in town who have not been off to a great start. Do you know they have Steven Stamkos now? Not on the Lightning.
Wow.
Yeah. Philip Forsberg, he was in that Amazon show that Kachuk was in, and they got that funny goalie. He does that commercial. No goals. I love that guy. Nah, not tonight. I hope Reinhardt scores a hat trick on you.
Which means that their coach is getting ready to get fired.
You never know, dude, with hockey.
They fire hockey coaches like nobody's business.
Yeah, you never know. You never know who is when they decide to pull the trigger on it. I believe I think our former coach is their coach. Remember the guy who got pulled over and was like, "I used to coach the Panthers. You don't care."
Quinville?
He's the coach?
Bruno.
Yeah.
Andrew Brunette.
He's the coach for them?
Yeah. Yeah. It got dismissed, by the way. I think his DUI did get dismissed. Oh, he got pulled over on a golf cart, but the body cam footage was just hilarious. Where he goes, it was here, I believe it was All-Star weekend. And he goes, he's just like, let me just throw a Hail Mary out here. Used to coach the Panthers? You don't care.
You don't care. No.
You don't care. Do we have that anywhere? So that was crazy.
That in itself, he should be let go for being that thoughtful and sober. Right?
Probably. You don't care. He's like, why did I even ask? Now, Paul Maurice, I don't hope that he does this. But Paul Maurice, if he goes a little swervy swerve on the golf cart, the cops are towing him home these days. That's a champ.
I was trying to go home like a block away.
Stop for 101.
No.
How do you feel, sir?
And whatever.
Reach the car, sir.
There you go, sir.
Stop against him. Stop moving him,
sir. Okay. You know I coached the Florida Panthers.
Sorry?
The Florida Panthers I was coaching.
Yeah?
Yeah. You don't care.
No. No disrespect, but no.
It's the no disrespect from the comments, you know.
I really don't know. Not really a hockey guy. Sorry.
Panthers, Schmanthers. Go ahead, Mr. Maurice. Whatever you need.
Sure. Would you like a brewski on the way home, sir? Can I buy you a beer? Much different, too.
Much different. Speaking of Paul Maurice, this was him yesterday speaking to the media. I guess EA Sports has the coaches now in the game. And this was the Panthers yesterday. They put out a video of Paul Maurice being asked about being in video games.
Awesome. In truth, the coaches are now a part of it. I appreciate them doing that. The last video game I played was Mario Kart 19 years ago. My kids like somewhere between 6 and 9, and they destroyed me. And I think it was the finest day they ever had. They laughed and they enjoyed the savage beating I took. They mocked me, I think they backed their cars up over me. It was the most enjoyable humiliation I've ever had. It's lost, but I was smart enough not to go back for more.
So basically, they did what Tommy would do to you.
Mm. Not in Mario Kart, dude. Not in Mario Kart. He does that in Smash Bros. Like, he'll kick my ass in some Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
But Mario Kart, I said, you don't understand, son. This is mine.
You know what's funny? And this is why parents don't give victories to their kids. For this reason right here. You hear those little kids? Little snot-nosed kids running over daddy, not giving him no break. You know, that's why, no.
It doesn't matter. You could put it on the Nintendo Switch and arcade, whatever. We played Mario Kart at Dave & Buster's because they actually have Mario Kart now with, like, the actual wheel and stuff. It doesn't matter. Mario Kart, that's domination. No, he gets no mercy. No mercy in this dojo.
That's fair, with that. That's how you build winners. That.
Yeah, you
that's,
hit.
That's why he does drive-by chokeouts.
That's probably true. I don't know. Hard to say. But I know one thing. If I got blue shell of death, I'm throwing it right at him.
Woo!
Stupid.
Does he get mad?
Oh, he gets furious.
Yeah. That's always
furious, though. There's some cockamamie game now that's in there, which is like cops and robbers. I'm like, this isn't Mario Kart. Let's go put the real game on. He's like, I threw you in jail. I'm like, great. Congratulations. This is stupid. What is this? Not racing?
Okay.
Ridiculous game.
You're not updated with the times, Tobin. Things have
changed. No, I'm updated with the times. That's not Mario Kart.
Well, they got jail now, apparently. That's strange. I didn't know that. I have to look this up now.
So now you're not driving. Mario Kart is a race.
Cody says, kids have no respect these days.
Nope.
Dade South says Tobin looks like a Bowser kind of guy. I'll use anybody. Doesn't matter, really. I'll put anybody on my cart. My favorite guy is Donkey Kong, I would say.
Yeah. I always felt like he was the slowest because he was just so bulky.
Yeah, but you get in today's Mario Kart, there are different versions of the car. So you could give him a little bit a girthier car that handles the ape's ability to turn.
Look at that.
It works out. Doesn't matter. Like, he's got no shot. He tries. Mm.
You know my character, Toad.
Toad.
You knew it. Take a break. Now it to is next.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.